This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Western powers hit Belarus with a wave of new sanctions on Monday. The sanctions are a coordinated response to Minsk's forced landing of a Ryanair plane last month to arrest a journalist on board. That act is set to prompt further economic sanctions. The European Union, the United States, Britain, and Canada blacklisted more officials, lawmakers, and ministers from the administration of President Alexander Lukashenko. The Belarusian Air Force intercepted the Ryanair plane flying between Athens and Vilnius on May 23rd in what the West called state piracy. The United States imposed sanctions on more than a dozen Belarusian individuals and entities. Ethiopia's elections chief said complaints by the opposition of irregularities in two regions risked tarnishing polls on Monday. Ethiopians are voting in what the government is calling the country's first free and fair vote after decades of repression. The election board chief said several opposition parties had complained their agents were beaten and their badges confiscated in two regions. Opposition leader Beranu Nega said his Ethiopian Citizens for Social Justice Party had filed 207 complaints. But in most areas, including the capital, voting went peacefully, although many polling stations opened late. The election board extended voting nationwide by 3 hours because many polling stations still had long lines when they were due to close. Taiwan has welcomed the arrival of about 2.5 million doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine from the United States. It's a gesture that was met angrily by China. You can read this full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lawyers for Myanmar's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, say she told them some of the testimony against her was wrong during her trial. She is being tried on criminal charges that could send her to prison and end her political career. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
One lawyer says Suu Kyi did not give any separate comment, but had listened with interest during the entire court hearing process, and told us which testimony is wrong and which one should be cross-examined. The charges are relatively minor, but if convicted, could keep her from contesting new elections promised by the military within 2 years of its takeover. Critics of the ruling junta say the proceedings against Suu Kyi are politically motivated and meant to try to legitimize the military's seizure of power and discredit her. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sweden's Social Democratic Prime Minister has lost a confidence vote in parliament, making him the first Swedish government leader ever to lose such a motion. Stefan Löfven has been prime minister since 2014. The vote was initiated Tuesday by the small left party, an ally of the minority government that is not in the two-party center-left coalition. A key trigger for the vote are frustrations over plans to reform Sweden's housing market because of accelerating price increases that took place during the pandemic. Taking a look at the stock market, the S&P 500 and the Dow rebounded on Monday with financials and energy shares rising as investors piled back into stocks that are set to benefit from a broader economic recovery. The Dow and the S&P 500 last week suffered their worst weekly performance in months after the Federal Reserve penciled in two interest rate increases in 2023, sooner than anticipated. German police arrested a Russian scientist working at an unidentified university, accusing him of spying for Moscow. That's according to prosecutors on Monday. It's a case that risks further inflaming bilateral tensions. Federal prosecutors said in a statement that the suspect had been taken into custody on Friday on suspicion of working for a Russian secret service since early October 2020 at the latest. The man was identified by the name Ilner N. and was employed until the time of his arrest as a research assistant for a natural sciences and technology department at a German university. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.